Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes, what's up?
Hi, ma'am. This is Charlie William. I'm calling you from the security department of Master and Visa Card. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, what's this about?
Well, ma'am, this is a verification call to you. Okay? Because this morning we received the transaction request of $2,000.
What?
Are you trying to make any fund transfer to overseas this morning?
No, this is beyond a joke. I had my Visa card, a new Visa card just of late, just before Christmas. Look, where's this $2,000 coming from?
Ma'am, it's transferring to the overseas, ma'am, in California.
California? God.
Yes. So is there anyone in your family member who also uses your account, or you're the only person?
No. So what account was it?
Ma'am, the card with ends with 6825.
6825. Okay. All right.
Card, ma'am, and maybe someone has got the details of the card, and someone is trying to.
That's out of the debit card. Is that correct?
Yes, correct, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, so you're from ANZ?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so what happens now?
We are from the security team, so that's the reason we called you, ma'am. Because we fraudulent one, ma'am.
Have you stopped the payment?
Oh, no, ma'am. Still not yet stopped, ma'am, because we just called you for the verification, whether it's you or someone else.
No, definitely not me. I've only used it at the chemist today and for $15 and at a coffee shop for $15.
Okay, and do you remember, ma'am, like this morning or a couple of days ago, if you have used your card to any of the unwanted places? Online shopping?
No, I don't do any online banking or anything. I mean, banking, buying. Nothing online.
No worries, ma'am. What I'm going to do, in order to go in and cancel this transaction, okay, just transferring this call to my senior who's going to assist you further, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
Yeah, just be on hold for a minute, ma'am.
Yes, will do.
So that I can make the transfer to
the
transfer
to the
Central Security Department.
Yeah, just stop that payment. Don't let that payment go out of my bank account.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Are you there?
Sorry, I'm back. Yes, sorry.
Can you hear me now?
I'm coming back. Here I am. Sorry, I just went to the
office. Okay. Come down. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes. How do I know you're from the security of the
That's the reason, ma'am. It's a very good question, ma'am, because we don't want you to tell any of your details over the recorded line, ma'am. All right? And we also suggest you that never ever provide any of your details to anybody, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, over the recorded line, ma'am, have you tried to use your details, you try to purchase something with your new card? Over the internet, you ordered from any website, like are you dealing with any overseas companies?
No, nothing. nothing at all. Yeah. I don't buy anything online.
All right. That's the reason, ma'am, because at the meanwhile, you haven't received any notification regarding to those transactions, right, ma'am? You haven't get any message or any email about any payment coming out from your account today?
No.
You haven't?
No, unless it's on my email account, but I haven't had anything out of the phone.
All right. And you have, like, you also use the ANZ app on your phone, ma'am, sometimes, right, ma'am?
Yes, correct.
All right. Because, ma'am, the current login location of your internet banking, the last location, is showing somewhere in different country, ma'am, somewhere in overseas country. And that makes us suspicious, and that's the reason we have ring you up. Because do you remember, like, 11:15 this morning, you have been logging from your end, ma'am?
No.
Because the current...
I haven't used my internet banking today.
All right.
Nor looked at my account today.
All right. That's the reason, ma'am, because the last login location is showing in a different country, so we got suspicious about that. So we will help you to check the location of your network, which has been compromised by those people, and make sure, ma'am, you are just having a look with your own eyes. No need to tell us or no need to read out anything over here, okay? We will just guide you how you can check the location of your IP address for your internet banking that you have used it and most of the time which is showing up to you, ma'am, okay?
Okay, so what do I do?
All right. You have a Google on your phone, ma'am, or a Safari browser?
Google, yes, but if I do this, I'm not going to cut you off, am I?
No. Is it an Android phone or is it an Apple phone that you are using?
It's an Apple phone.
It's an Apple phone. Okay. Now, from the very bottom of your screen, ma'am, you can see there will be a black line, which you can swipe it up so that this page, you will be at your home screen. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm not going to cut you off. You're busy.
No. Don't cut me off. Just try to go to the home page.
Yep.
All right. Now go to the Google. Once you're on the Google, do let me know.
Hang on.
Slow down, ma'am. Don't be rushed, okay?
Okay. Alright, hang on. I've got to find Google.
Okay. Once you're on the Google, do let me know. Alright. Now, on the Google, you can see the search, ma'am. A white bar which says search. On the search, ma'am, just simply type there my. M for Mary, Y for yellow, my.
Alright, hang on. In capital or just...
No, in any case, ma'am, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
you can type it in a lower case also.
Yes.
After my, you can give a space and then type the number 1, the figure 1. It should be the numeric 1. Okay?
Yes.
Not in word.
Yes.
Just the letter 1.
Then,
then P. P for Peter, ma'am. P as in Papa. P for Peter.
A space?
No space. After 1, it should be P.
Yes.
Without any space.
Yeah, my 1T.
All right. Now give a space and then type country.
C-O-U-N-T-R-Y. Yeah, it's come up there. I can just press that. It's my 1T country.
Address.
Yep.
Click on that, ma'am. My 1T address country. And don't tell me anything about that. Just simply have a look from your
end. So country. Country. And what's the rest of it?
Address. My 1T country address.
Address. Yep, got it. Alright, I'll press that.
Yeah, now you can search for that, ma'am. You will be getting the options regarding to that.
Okay, so contact us, about us, resource center, news center, solutions office.
Can you see IP address details, IP address information, any page like that, ma'am?
Something GEO location, which is allowable.
No. You do one thing. Again, go to the top and type there my 1P country location. Remove
location.
The address and type location. Okay. My 1P
MP.
Country location.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Same thing. What's
Maybe.
Coming up to you, ma'am?
IP. CEO, location, digital element, same as the other one.
Go down, scroll down a little bit.
Oh, hang on, there we go. All right, yes, okay. IP address information.
Yes, can you see that?
That one?
Can you see? Yeah, can you see the numbers over there? And there will be the country. Is it showing exactly in Australia, ma'am?
It's got IP address information, United States, State of California, Mountain View. Yeah. What do I do now? You there?
Now, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Now, can you see the location, the country? It should be in Australia, ma'am, but it is showing in United States of America, right?
Yes, it's come up as the United States of America.
These are the people, ma'am. Those people, they are trying to make these changes, and that's the reason the location, which should be in Australia, it is showing in a different country. So at the meanwhile, you haven't received any email or any notification about this payment, because those people, they are not allowing you to receive any notification regarding to those transactions, ma'am. Now you understand why you are getting this call, ma'am?
Okay, all right. All I want you to do is stop that money coming out of my
account. Definitely, ma'am. Now, directly from the ANZ Banking Corporation, ma'am, you will be getting a notification to block those transactions. So don't worry about that, okay? You are not be allowed to share any detail over the recorded line, ma'am, until and unless you get any email or any notification for a cancellation, all right, with a reference number as well. Now, what we are going to do, ma'am, we are going to report this fraudulent activity directly to the Cyber Security Department of the Australian government, all right?
Yes.
All right. Now, you can, on the Google, you can remove everything. You can close down the page and back to the screen on the search on the Google, ma'am.
Once you're on the search back again,
do let me know. Are you on the search, ma'am?
No, it's not. No, how do I get? Oh, yes, search to the time you are about. Yes.
All right. On the search, type A. A for Australia.
A.
A for Australia. C for Charlie.
Yes. A. C. Yes.
S for Sunday.
S for Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Australian Computer Society.
Then again, C for Charlie.
And C. Okay, that's ACSC, Australia.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Perfect. Search for that.
Yeah, got that. Cyber Security Australia gets started today.
Yeah. Can you see ACSC homepage? Somewhere below down there, you can find out ACSC homepage.
Yes, on page, cyber.gov.au.
Yeah. Click on that. Because, ma'am, what those people did to you, they tried to purchase some digital gift card, okay? A digital gift card from a different IP address, and they are trying to redeem all those gift cards from a different country, ma'am. So what we need to do, we need to also block those gift cards, and we need to send it back to you so that in the near future, apart from you, no other person will be having access to your account. Right, ma'am?
Okay, so what happens to my card and my information that these people have got?
What we are going to do, as you have got a new card, we have currently provided you a new card with the ANZ Banking recently in the December, right, ma'am, during the Christmas time.
And that was a Visa card, though. This is my debit card.
Debit card, right. So with the debit card, ma'am, have you tried to travel somewhere while using your debit card?
No.
You haven't, right? All right. Now, once you click on that ACSC homepage, ma'am, what do you see?
I've got cyber security for kids, get alerts on threats, reports of cyber crime or cyber security incidents, become a partner, information security manual.
All right. Now you can come down, scroll down a little bit.
Yes. There I've got ransomware, profile, royal, critical.
Come down, a little bit down, more down.
Top three things to protect yourself. Is that
yes, this these are the things, ma'am, that you need to accommodate. You need to apply them in the near future, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? Now, read out one by one all the three important notes, the important things that you need to follow up them in the near future, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
The first thing is that you need to update your device whenever there is an updation required on your device, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And the second thing that you can see, you need to you need to add a layer of security or like a multi-factor authentication for your account, like your fingerprint, your face ID, also required for any transaction get verified without your permission, ma'am, right? Like there should be a double layer of security, ma'am. Now, and the third thing that is, ma'am, back up your data regularly to the cloud or an external drive. It means like the mobile phone which you are using, your email ID, your password, your internet banking ID, your customer number, and your password. Everything should be also noted down in a different, like in a physical way, ma'am, like in a piece of, like in a note, in a paper, or in a, like a notebook. You need to note it down somewhere so that in like sometimes whenever you forgot everything or like your device get lost or like it's not working, like there might be some technical issue with your device. So if you want to use it on a different device, so if you will be have a note on the on a notebook, you have written down everything, ma'am, so no need to like you need to remember or you need to recover them. Everything will be safe and secure over there, so you can use them on a different device as well, right? And make sure that you don't share all these details to anybody, ma'am, in any case, okay?
Okay, so the account that this money is coming out of, can you tell me what the account number is?
Yeah, it's, we will definitely be sending you a notification, ma'am. It's your ANZ Access Advantage account which was been tried to target it. You hold an account, ANZ Access Advantage account, right, ma'am, with your debit card? Access Advantage account.
Access, no, it's a Pensioner Advantage site.
Yeah, the Pensioner is one account. Apart from the Pensioner, ma'am, there is also, you can check, there might be an Access Advantage account, ma'am, with the ANZ, right? On the very top, you can see on the very top. And now, what I'm going to do is, we are going to report this fraudulent activity to the cybersecurity. Also, the Australian Federal Police will be involved to investigate about those people, from where they are coming up and how they got access of your information, ma'am, okay?
Yeah, right on. Okay, so
Now, go to the top on the ACSC page, ma'am. Scroll it down and go to the very top, extreme top, okay?
Sorry, let me say.
All right. Now, on the ACSC page, go to the extreme top.
Go right to the top again.
Yeah, right to the top again, ma'am. Because the first thing that we need to do is to report this fraudulent activity, okay?
Yeah. All right, so report cyber security, the security incident, is that correct?
Yeah. On the very top, you can see like in a indicator, a blue circle, and it's like an indicator, a light indicating it says report. And beside that, you can see search, report
right.
And search.
Yes.
Can you see the report, ma'am?
I can see the search.
And besides the search report, there is also...
Report a cyber crime or cyber security incident. Is that correct?
Yeah, click on that.
Yep, got it. Report cyber. Okay. Is there an immediate threat? Five risk or okay. Okay, yes.
Now, you can see who are you reporting on a behalf of, right, ma'am?
Business, individual. An individual?
Yeah, you need to select an individual, ma'am, because your individual account has been targeted by those people, so you are reporting for your individual.
It's a joint account with my husband.
All right, ma'am. So it's not an issue, ma'am, because you can see the other options are there. Like a business or an organization or a government department or an agency, right?
Individual.
All right. Okay. Now you can see report cyber. You will be reporting a cyber crime to the police through report cyber, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now we have successfully reported a cyber crime incident to the ACSC department, ma'am. Now the thing is that the IP address, the internet network location, which was showing up in United States, we need to block it, okay? And directly from the ANZ banking server, you will be getting a notification regarding to that, okay?
All right.
All right. Now you can close the Google page, ma'am. Close it down.
Close it down. Okay. Yeah. All gone.
And
yeah.
Now on your mobile phone, you can find out App Store.
Hang on. App Store and on the app. Yeah. App.
All right.
Hang on. There it is. Yep. Yep.
Did you find the App Store?
I've got the App Store, yes.
All right. Now, on the App Store, ma'am, just simply type over there, Zoho, Zoho.
What was that? Sorry?
Z for zebra. Type Z for zebra.
Yes, there's
O-H-O.
O-H-O.
Ho.
Yes, so Z for zebra, O for orange, H for Harry, and then O for orange again.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes, okay. And then I've got customer assist, mail assist. Yeah, where do I go now?
Okay, can you see Zoho assist customer, ma'am?
Assist customer?
Yes. Yeah, the green one. It will be a green and like there will be a two arrow indicating each to each other, right?
No, I've just got There's Zoho Assist Customer. So do I press on that?
Yeah, click on that, Zoho Assist Customer.
Yes, no, okay. Yes. All right, yes, I've got Recon Invoices, Customer App.
Okay. Install it. Can you see Get option there, ma'am?
Yes, which one, though?
The Zoho Assist Customer. The Zoho Assist Customer, the green one.
Yes, the green one, yes. Green with diamonds. Okay. Yep. All right.
Now, once you see the open, do let me know, ma'am. Okay.
Then it's install.
Yeah, click on install.
Okay, just one moment. I'll put my password in.
All right, ma'am. Once you're done, do let me know.
Yes, yes, I'll do it.
Once it will be installed, do let me know, okay?
Okay, I'm in.
Now what do you see? Is it first open?
I'm seeing required after 6 weeks, require password, low battery, there we go. Hang on. Require after 15 minutes, always require. Required password for additional purchases on this device.
No. Click on skip or cancel.
Skip or cancel. I can't do anything. I can't skip it or anything. It just says require after 15 minutes. Always require.
Okay. Is it installing, ma'am? Is it downloading? Can you see the green circle or a green line?
Still downloading. I can see a circle going around.
All right. If the circle is going round?
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. And you are just using your mobile internet network. Like you are just using a mobile network. Are you connected to the Wi-Fi?
Yes.
All right. And once you're done, let me know. Once the app will be installed, do let me know. Okay.
All right. But as I say, I can't get rid of the, you require required password for additional purchases on this device. I can't get rid of that.
Okay. Can you see cancel or skip?
No.
Or not now?
Up the top, I can see cancel.
Yeah, click on cancel.
No, it's not registering.
It's not working?
It's gone. I've got rid of it. Yeah, okay. It's still rubbish. Right. Okay, we're open now.
Click on open.
Okay, enter your email ID.
No, click on the small X. You can see on the very top, there is a small X.
No. Okay, no. There's no X, it's just a cancel.
Click on cancel.
Cancel. Okay, yeah, yes, more X, yes. That screen recording to dissolve better.
Okay, now what do you see? Can you see?
Hang on a minute. I'm sending all. I'm sending all my information to you now, though.
No. Click on cancel, ma'am. Don't click on anything else.
Yes,
this is the information those hackers has already tried to did to you, ma'am. Now you are on the security server. That's the reason these things are coming up to you now, because the location of your network is getting secured now. That's the reason these messages are coming up to you now. Okay.
All right. Add screen recording to control center.
No. Click on cancel. Don't do these things. Click on cancel.
There's no cancel. There's a cross.
Click on click on OK or skip.
Okay, all right, end of session.
All right, now I'm providing you a one-time cancellation number, ma'am, for your security session, which will be started, okay?
Okay.
Now, on the enter session key, type over there 325.
325, yes.
231.
231, yes.
00. 00. There should be four continuous,
right.
Four times zero.
3, 4, 0, yes. And
now you can
join.
Yeah, click on join.
Yes.
And wait. All right. Now what do you see, ma'am?
Start session.
Yeah, so click on start session.
Yeah. Assist client. Start broadcast.
Yeah, click on start broadcast.
Okay.
Now wait.
Yes, here we go. Screen broadcast. Red, assist client. Assist client would like to send you notification.
Yes, click on the checkbox, ma'am, grant, and click on grant. Click on the box. You can see there will be a small checkbox. Then click on grant.
It don't fail, allow.
Click on allow, because now you will be getting all the notification about the fraudulent activities which have been tried to attempt it behind you. Now what do you see next?
Nothing as yet, it's still loading.
Now, you can scroll the page down, you can see a small gray checkbox. You need to make it, tap on that and it will be changing into red or white.
It's going red, screen broadcast, it's red, flashing red.
Okay, can you see start broadcast? Again, start broadcast.
It says stop broadcast.
Okay, you do one thing, ma'am. Swipe your screen from the bottom and go to your home screen again, to the home page, okay?
Okay, here we go. Allow remote access.
Yeah, click on allow.
Allow access.
Yeah, no, now what do you see?
Nothing, because it won't allow me. It just says decline access.
Okay, you do one thing. Now, are you on the home page, ma'am?
No, not yet. Now I am.
All right. Now, you need to search for this application. It has been added on your home screen. Check all your apps. You can find the green color Joho Assist application and open up from there, okay?
Okay. No, it's not there.
Check all your...
Yes, I've got it. Yes.
All right. Open it up. All right. Open up. Tap on that.
Yes. Have done.
All right. Now, what do you see?
Well, the same... Security alert, don't disclose bank credit cards,
click on that. I understand. Yes, you need to tick on the checkbox, ma'am. And
okay.
Do let me know the other options.
Allow access?
Yeah, click on allow access.
So the conversation
All right. Now, are you able to see? Now, you will be getting some notification, ma'am. Now, you can see the ACSC cybersecurity server, right?
And that number that you gave me.
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. Now just wait.
All right. Now I'm just going to plug you into it because my battery's going
to
go.
Okay. Just do it as fast as you can, ma'am. Your mobile phone is battery running low, so you can put it on charge.
Yeah, doing that now. All right. Now how come I have to go through all this when I didn't have to go through it before? Welcome to ANZ Bank Security Server.
see the notifications are coming up. These things should be coming up too earlier, ma'am, but the IP address, which has been changed.
The customer officials team is here to help you.
Can you see what's coming up there, ma'am?
Yeah, yeah. It says, welcome to ANZ Security Server. Our customer, your IP address has been changed.
All right. Now, other things that you are, you need, you must be receiving earlier, ma'am, but due to the IP address which was been used by those hackers, now what do you see?
We're here to help whether it's with using online banking or better understand your banking and finances. We can guide you through. If you need to speak to a person, we can help with that too.
All right. There will be more notification coming up. These are the security notifications.
Sometimes we're legally required to collect your personal information. This may occur when we're required by an Australian law or court or tribunal order. So I'm not giving out any information.
No. This thing's for your security, ma'am, to understand that you are talking to the legal person. And whenever you are with the legal organization, ma'am, they will not ask you to verify any of your details, right?
Okay. All right. And now another one is, it's our job to keep you up to date about how we manage and protect your personal information. So we've simplified our privacy policy to better explain how we do this. That's the last message. ANZ has identified current and former customers who may have been impacted by errors we've made. We're working hard to put things right, and in many cases, this means making customer payments to address our mistakes. We call this process remeditation. Remeditation. So am I supposed to be typing back to them, or this is...
No. This is for your security, ma'am. No need to type in. Don't reply anything over here.
This is security and privacy statement may also apply to services offered by ANZ on websites posted by third parties. If so, express reference to this security and privacy statement will be made on those websites. Okay, we collect and store your IP address for security and audit purposes as described under the heading Information Collected by Online Security Services below. For instance, collect and store your IP address when you log on to electronic banking channel. Use this information when attempts to detect prevent fraudulent transactions in electronic banking channels. Now, if I ring the ANZ bank and find out that you're on the line, they'll be able to tell me that you're on the line to me. Is that correct?
Definitely, ma'am. But at the meanwhile, they might be, because you are already connected to the security server, so might be your call might be getting a long time to get connected to them, ma'am. All right? So don't worry. We will help you to securely cancel up everything, right?
Okay. All
right. Now you will be getting a cancellation message.
Sorry, Woolworths gift purchase, $500 for EGUST cards. What's that?
Yeah. These are the purchase, the transaction which we are talking about, ma'am, which we need to cancel.
Okay.
Now you understand?
Yes.
Because
okay,
this message should be coming up on your banking statement, ma'am. But due to the changes of your IP address, those people, due to the changes of the IP address, you have not received this notification, right?
No, that's right. That's correct.
So one by one, we will be going to cancel up all the gift card, ma'am, and send it to your email with the cancellation reference number and exact with all the details, ma'am, okay?
Yes, okay.
because you have never purchased any gift card like that. Have you?
No, so put a stop on it right away, please.
That's the reason, ma'am.
And Coles was cool. Coles is spelt wrong. Gift card 500 pieces for the gift card.
Now you can see there are total how many gift cards was been purchased, ma'am? Total 8 gift cards.
$500.
Yeah. So you need to understand how much amount those people were trying to withdraw. Now what you need to do is go back to your home screen, ma'am. Go back to your home page.
Yes.
And check all your application, ma'am. If there is something new, like you don't require any application. Ma'am, did you close the Joho Assist application? Have you closed that?
No, hang on. Okay, let's close that.
Go to the Joho Assist application back again, ma'am.
Yes, it's on demand remote support. So how do I close that up?
Close everything.
Hang on. Cancel?
Yes, click on cancel and provide, because those people, as you were added with the security, ma'am, those people are not allowing you to add a layer of security behind you, ma'am. Now you understand they are not allowing you to.
All right, okay. Hang on a minute. There's no sign out or anything from this. It's just a cross in the corner.
Yeah, click on cross. Click on that cross.
Okay, I'm back to enter session key.
All right, now, I'm providing you once again the new session key. The same things you need to follow up again, ma'am. The new session key will be 805.
805. 241.
7958.
7958, yes.
Yeah, now press on join. Yeah, press on join.
Start session.
Yeah, click on start session. The same things you need to follow up, ma'am. The same things.
Okay. Assist client, start broadcast.
Yeah, click on start broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing's happening. 1, 2, 3, 1. Okay. It's,
click on I understand. I understand. Click on that. Allow access.
There's nothing there at the moment. It's still.
Okay, go back to the home screen and again open up the Joho Assist application, ma'am, as you did.
There we go. I've got allow access. Yeah. This is allow remote access.
Yeah, tap on that allow.
Yeah. Start a conversation with that.
All right, now go back to your home screen, ma'am. Swipe your screen from the bottom. Don't close this page.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now again, go back to the App Store. Because this app is getting disconnected, so I'm providing you a different application. If we required, we can also use it, ma'am. Click on the search again.
Yes, search. Yes.
And type over there, remove that Joho Assist customer, ma'am. Remove it.
Yes. Oh, gone.
All right.
Yes.
All right. And type over there any desk. ANYDESK. Don't use it, just N. N for Nancy. ANY.
Why? Any.
Any desk.
Any desk, yes.
Yes. Click on that.
Yes.
Now, can you see the red one? The red,
yes.
White diamond logo?
Yes.
Click on get. Yeah, click on get.
Mm-hmm. All right, install.
Yeah.
Done. Save password for free.
Yeah, click on save now. Click on save. It will not ask you again and again these things. And your Apple ID and your password will be also get saved on this device. So don't worry. Click on open.
Okay, open again.
Yeah, click on open. Click on allow.
Would like to allow. Yeah, okay. Any desk would like to send you notification. Allow.
Yeah, click on allow. Now, go back to the home screen again. Swipe it from the bottom.
Okay, so it's flashing up the top, enter remote address.
Yeah, if we will be get disconnected, we will be using this application, ma'am. So don't worry about that. Once those hackers will not allow you to add a security with the Joho application, we will using this. You can keep it on your phone. You can swipe up your screen and minimize this page. Okay. From the bottom, minimize.
Yep.
Swipe your screen. Okay.
Yes.
Now, go to the Google back again, ma'am.
Google, yes, that's one moment.
Yeah. Google, yes. Yeah, now on the Google type there validator. V-A-L-I-D-A-T-O-R.
Just one moment. What was that again?
V for Victoria. Validator. A for Australia.
V-I.
Yeah. L for London.
L. Yeah.
I for Indonesia.
Indonesia, yeah.
D for doctor.
D for doctor, yeah.
Can you see any option coming up there? Validator. D-A-T-O-R. Click on that.
Yes, got that, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
Now, can you see the W3 markup validation service, the page coming up to you right now?
Yes, click on that.
Click on that, yeah. Click on that, perfect. Yeah.
Check to see privacy and security details about this page.
Yeah. Now, try to zoom out a little bit the page. Okay. Now, where you can see address. Yeah, you can see address and there is a white blank line. You need to type your email address there, ma'am. Enter your email address. Now, why you are not getting any email about this payment, I will show you up. Okay. Type your email, Ryan. Your email address is ryan48@gmail.com, right, ma'am?
What was that again?
Your email address is Ryan, right? Ryan48.
Not 48.
Okay. Once you enter the details, do let me know.
Come on. It's okay.
All right. Now scroll the screen and you can see bottom down there is option for check.
Okay. So you want me to click go?
Yeah. Click on go.
There you go.
Done. Click on done.
Done.
Click on done.
It's all right. It's gone.
Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am. It will.
It looks like this is a website, not a page.
Now you understand, ma'am. As you are checking for your email address, you are getting the notification like your email address is not being getting search on the website where you can search for any website. Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to come out from this page, close everything, and log into your online banking and just check all the statement of your account, ma'am. Once you check the statements, do let me know.
How do I close out?
Swipe it from the bottom again, from the bottom, the black line.
Yes, okay. All right. But I didn't close
Google.
Yeah. I didn't close
it from the Google. Yeah, you can swipe it down from the bottom, ma'am. Not an issue. Have you swiped it down?
Okay, so then just press the validator and put Google in there.
Yeah, swipe. Minimize this page. From the bottom, minimize it. From the screen bottom, minimize. Swipe your screen up from the black line. From the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now log into your online banking and check. Log into your application. Once you log in, do let me know, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah. Log in.
All right. Now, can you see the option there? Profile. Wait. Can you see, ma'am? You have a pensioner. Advantage, ANZ Pensioner Advantage, and one is your Progress Saver account, right?
Correct, yes.
All right. Now, the debit card that you got, right? I will show you up like the debit card. Now, what you need to do, you need to click on Profile. Can you see the option there, Profile?
Yes. Yes.
Click on the option Profile.
That's
okay. Done. Now, where you can see your name on the very top, you need to click on that option, Sam.
Yes.
Okay, now you need to come down, check each and everything, ma'am.
All right, so,
there's
nothing...
down?
So, yeah,
not letting you go down?
Yes, I can scroll down, but it says, do I have to open up each one?
No, no, you need to scroll down, go to the extreme down. Don't do anything, ma'am.
Okay. Yes,
go down.
Yes.
Go down,
yes.
More down. All right, yes. Now, click
there.
On voice ID. Can you see the option there, voice
yes.
ID?
Yes, I can.
Click on that.
Yes. Okay. All right, can I tell you the PIN ID? Yep. Voice ID. You're there?
Yeah, now you see, read out, ma'am, what you can see there.
Yeah, it says voice ID is an additional
this
layer.
This I have already told you on the HTC website, right?
Beg your pardon?
Click on that setup voice ID, click on that option.
Yeah, but can't I just use the PIN instead of the voice ID?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. The voice ID is a double layer of security, so don't need to do anything over right now. We will tell you when you can add the security, okay? Click on the back, on the top.
Okay, voice, increase your payment limit with voice ID.
Click on cancel. Click on cancel. Click on cancel.
Where is that?
Yeah, click on cancel.
Okay,
on the top.
You
can see somewhere on the top. Cancel.
Right.
Okay, now you can click on back. Click on back.
Back. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Again click on back on the profile.
Yes. Back again, yes. Yes.
All right. Now, what you need to do, again you need to click on accounts. Click on accounts on the bottom down.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, ma'am, the card that you got, your debit card, is it linked with your ANZ pensioner or is it with your Progress Saver account? It's linked with you both of
no,
your accounts, right?
No, it's linked with the pensioner account. Yeah. Yes.
Pensioner Advantage account. Okay.
Yes,
and do you remember what is your daily transaction limit, ma'am? Your daily transfer limit?
I think it's just over $1,000.
$1,000,
exactly.
Right?
I'm not too sure. It's over $1,000. Could be $2,000.
It's $1,000. All right, not an issue, ma'am.
No,
now you can. What you need to.
I think it's over $1,000.
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
When I go into the, if I wanted to buy something, it's over $1,000 that I can pay for.
No, no, like if you make any account transfer, if you are making any OSCO payment, what is the limit of your OSCO payment transaction, ma'am?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just
according to you, like it's $1,000, right, ma'am?
Okay, all right, $1,000.
Okay, can you see the option on the ANZ Pensioner Advantage? You can see the option there, more. Click on the option more.
More.
Yeah.
Click on that. Record amounts, accounts, active cards, view statements, ongoing on payments, future payment transfers.
Click on view statements.
View statements, yes. Okay, yep.
Click on your ANZ Pensioner Advantage.
Yes.
The first one.
Yes, don't start.
Okay, tap on the back arrow, ma'am. Tap on the back arrow back.
Back arrow, yeah.
All right. Click on cancel.
Cancel, yep. Yep.
Yeah. Now you can log out, securely log out from here. Now we are going to cancel up those cards that has been purchased by those people. All those gift cards we will be sending you into your email, ma'am. Okay,
uh-huh.
Now you can close this page, all right,
yes.
And don't log in right now, okay? Don't try to log in until we'll tell you. Now
okay.
You can also minimize this page, swipe your screen from the bottom.
Yes.
Okay, now go to your email. Go to your email and check if you have you received any email. And if the card is with you, ma'am, your ANZ bank card?
Yeah, I'll just get it. Just one moment, I'll be back in the
seat. All right. Grab hold that card as well. And on your mobile phone, you also receive messages from the ANZ, right, ma'am?
All right, I'm back now. All right,
okay.
Now.
And ma'am, on your... on your mobile phone, you receive messages from the ANZ as well. Your mobile number is registered with your account, right?
Yes, yes.
All right. Now, what we are going to do, we are going to cancel up those gift cards which was been tried to purchase by those people, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So just wait, ma'am. You will be getting a cancellation reference number.
This is coming through as an email, is it?
No. It would be coming up on the Joho application, ma'am. Okay. Now, go back to the, open up your email and check which email is logged into your phone. Open up your email.
Yes, hang on. Oh, I don't understand. What do I have to do? Go back into my banking?
Email. Open up your email. Yeah, email box.
How do I do that on my phone? I can do it on my email.
Click on inbox. Can you see the option inbox? Click on inbox.
Yeah. Mail.
Okay. No. And
nothing.
You remember, ma'am, your Raven, tap on the back arrow again. Tap on the back arrow.
Back arrow. Hang on.
Okay.
Where am I? Okay. Hang on.
Again, you can close this page.
No, hang on a minute. I'm not with you. I haven't done that part. I haven't got to my email. I don't know how to do it.
Okay, go to your email.
I don't know how to do it.
You do
on
one
my
thing.
Phone.
Swipe your screen. Swipe your screen and check for Gmail on your phone application. Check for a Gmail app on your phone.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I've got no idea. Sorry.
Okay. And on your this mobile, ma'am, swipe up your screen.
Hang on a minute. Why is it not coming up on my emails on my iPad?
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Swipe up. Minimize this page. I will help you, ma'am. Minimize this page.
Okay. Right. We're back to the main screen.
Okay. Go to the App Store again.
App Store. Yeah. This one. Yes.
Click on the App Store.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where you can see search, and on the end of the search, on the opposite side, you can see the circle of your the image. There will be an image logo, right, ma'am? Not on the search. Not on the search. You can see the image. You can see the small circle, and there is an image. There is an image.
This is in the App Store.
Yeah, on the App Store. Can you see the search? Can you see the charging point showing up on your phone?
I just said search, and it says games,
and
stories more.
Yeah, above that, ma'am, above that. On the right-hand side, you can see the circle. There is a image.
Yes, there is a circle.
Yes. Now, this is your email. Can you see? Yeah, your iCloud.com. Right?
Yes.
Click on done.
Yes, done.
Okay, now. Again, come down.
Yes. Where am I going to
and
now?
Open up your, swipe, minimize this page and go back to the email. Go back to the email box.
Yeah. Why is it not coming up on my iPad?
Yes. Can you see iCloud? Click on that iCloud option. It's not coming up on your iPad, ma'am?
No. And it's not coming up on my iPad.
All right, I will help you, ma'am. There is some problem, ma'am. That's the reason. Tap on the back arrow.
Yeah.
On the top. Can you see iCloud? You can tap. There is a small drop-down arrow, a blue drop-down arrow. Click on that. On the email.
On the email, but I haven't got any email. I've got mailbox.
Yeah, can you see iCloud? Can you see iCloud? iCloud?
No, nothing. I haven't got any iCloud.
What do you see on your screen? What do you see on your screen?
I'm in mailboxes.
Yes.
Inbox. VIP.
Yes.
iCloud.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Can you see at the end, at the very side, at the end, on the right-hand side, there is a blue arrow, drop-down arrow. Click on that.
Again,
click on that.
I have, and then this iCloud is another blue arrow that I'm going to the side.
Yeah, you need to click on that side arrow again.
Okay, and that takes me. Take
okay,
it. No,
now you can minimize this page. You can close this page, minimize it.
Okay.
back to the iCloud with the arrow going down again.
Yeah, you can close this page, ma'am. I will help you now where you can receive your email, ma'am.
All right, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, go back to the Google again.
Back to Google, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Now remove that, the validator. Remove everything.
Yes, everything's gone.
Now,
yeah.
Now type over there Woolworth. Woolworth.com.au.
Woolworth.
W for William.
Wait, oh. William.
No. Only one W, ma'am.
Only one W.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, W.
How many you have typed? Okay, W, double O.
O?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wolf, O, again O.
Yeah.
Again O, L. Yeah, can you see Woolworth? You need to type Woolworth gift card.
Yeah, Woolworth.
You need to type Woolworth gift card. Right, Woolworth's gift cards. Type
okay.
in there.
L
for London.
Nothing about gift cards, though. Hang on.
You need to type in over there, ma'am. Woolworth gift card. You need to type in by yourself.
All right, just one moment.
Woolworth. After Woolworth, you need to type a space gift cards. Right.
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. Now can you see? Come down.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Can you see Woolworth gift cards, the second one? Click on that. From the top, the second one, not the bottom. Yeah, Woolworth gift cards.
Buy.com.au.
Not the top one, the second one.
Yes.
From
Woolworth,
the top, the second one.
Yes.
Click on that. Click on that. Okay.
Then
now. Now, come down, because this is the website from where those people try to purchase the gift card and they are redeem it from the United States of America. So before they redeem all those gift cards, we will be canceling them and sending it back to you, the details of those gift cards. Okay?
Okay. All right. So
now go up. Go up.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the top.
Confirm your order and check out.
No. Don't do anything. Go to the top.
Thanks.
Go to the top.
Yeah.
Can you see Wiz? Can you see Wiz? Come down slowly down. You can see Wiz gift card.
Hang on. Change the page. I've got to go. All right. So now. What do I have to do?
Slowly scroll down. Slowly go down. Slow down. Slowly scroll down.
Slowly.
Can you see Wiz? Click on that Wiz.
Wiz.
Yeah, Wiz gift card. Click on that.
W-I-S.
Yeah. Yes. Click on that, ma'am. It will be like an orange color. All right. Now come down.
Select design.
Yeah. Come down. Scroll down.
Yes.
Now, where you can see maximum 5 gift cards per order. You need to make it 5. Because those people, we are canceling the 5 gift cards. Total 8 gift cards was been purchased. We are canceling 5 from this website.
Okay.
Now, where you can see $100, make it 500. Select it 500. Because the each gift card amount was 500.
Okay.
Now, you come down. Come down, ma'am. This is the cancellation procedure, ma'am. Okay. Now, can you see... In the green, it says add to cart. You can see somewhere in the green, it says add to cart. Click on that.
You are not buying it.
Click on now. No, you are not buying it. Those people has already bought, ma'am, so we are canceling this. We will be sending it back to you. Now you can see the available $2,500 is showing up there, right?
Sorry, I can see 5 wish cards for $500 value. Now add it to your Yes.
Click on close. Click on close.
Yep.
You can see a small X.
Yes.
Now, on the very top, you can see $2,500 available there. Right, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, this money will be transferred to your card, back to the card from where the money was been tried to taken out. Now, you need to click on that $2,500. because those hackers, what they did, they have used all of your information behind you, ma'am. Now come down.
Yes. Okay, so it's got $2,000 fine, remove all items, subtotal $2,500.
Yes, come down. Come down,
yes.
Scroll down.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Come down. Come down.
Would you like to donate to a charity, promo code?
No. Don't do anything. Come down. Go down.
Yeah.
Scroll it down.
Delivery. Payment. Checkout.
Click on checkout. Yes, perfect. Because the money, before it gets transferred, ma'am, it will require some of your information where you want to transfer all this money. And the card which was been targeted by those people, on the same card we need to refund those funds, okay?
Okay, checkout.
Yeah, click on checkout.
All right, okay.
Now, the email which is on your mobile phone, the email which you got access, you need to put the email address there, the 48
one. Hang on a minute, I'm giving people, who am I giving this to?
Ma'am, this is the website, you are not giving any details to anybody. On this website, those people has already purchased the gift card, so you are cancelling it directly from the security portal of from where those people try to purchase, right?
All right, well, just one moment, I've got to put in all my email.
And ma'am, this is your email address login, which mobile phone it is login, ma'am?
Yes, for both my iPad and my phone are on the same email.
Okay, and do you remember the password of your email?
Of my email? Yes.
Yeah, this email, Gmail 1948. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Because, ma'am, you need to log into your email because you will be getting a cancellation email on this mobile phone. So make sure you should remember the password of your email, or you can put your iCloud email. It is already logged in on your mobile, your iCloud one.
Okay, all right, so I'm putting in my email address, and I've got to confirm my email address.
Yeah, once again confirm it.
Yeah. Okay, just one moment.
Because, ma'am, all the things will be coming up on your email, so make sure you will be getting the cancellation details on the email. So this email should be logging on your this mobile phone, okay?
Okay,
once again, I'm repeating back to you, all the cancellation details will be coming up on your email. So the email address that you entered over here, ma'am, this email, you have access to this email, right?
Yeah, just one moment, I'm just going in now. It hasn't come through.
No, well, not coming up. It will be coming up, ma'am, but you have access to this email, or you can remove it. 19, you can only add your iCloud email, ma'am, ryan48@gmail.com. It's your iCloud one, which is logging on your this mobile, right?
Yeah, okay, but I've got here purchase order reference number, optional. Okay.
Okay, now come down. Don't do anything. Click on phone number. Tap on phone number.
Yeah, okay.
All right, enter your mobile phone number.
Okay, I think that's right. Yeah.
Come down, click on done.
Now
enter the details. Yeah, enter the details, ma'am, because these details, those hackers already use it. So you are canceling from this website, in the near future, if they will try to withdraw or purchase any gift card, the website will be directly blocking them, okay?
This is ridiculous. I mean, why am I giving all this information?
Because, ma'am, you are canceling. So that in this website, those people will not be allowed to anymore purchase any gift card without your authorization, ma'am. Because the Woolswap is directly having the access of your information. And without your permission, if somebody using this website try to access your account details, they will not be allowed to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Huh? Once you're done, once you put the details, do let me know, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all done.
All right, now come down.
Go down further?
Yeah, come down. Go down.
Yes.
Now you can see delivery email address. All that gift card will be, cancellation email will be coming up on your this email address. So make sure you have access to your email address, ma'am, okay?
Oh, yes.
Go up.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Go up a little bit.
It says here, I have read and agreed with the terms and conditions.
Yeah, tick on that.
The 2,500.
Yes, this money will be transferred to your ANZ debit card, ma'am, okay?
Yes, okay. Well, it hasn't come out of
come
my
down.
Account.
Yeah, because ma'am, your IP address hasn't been changed because it was showing in United States. Otherwise, all the money might be get debited. So we are before the once your IP address will be secured, the money will be you will be seeing the funds will be debited from your account once the IP address will be changing from United States to Australia. So once the IP address will be changed, once the money will be get debited, before the funds get debited, we will be sending it back to you, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, what do you see, ma'am?
I see proceed to payment.
Yeah, click on that. Those people which they try to withdraw, the money
okay.
will be sending back to you. Now, select
payment.
Your debit card, ma'am. Select your debit card.
Yes.
On your debit card, the money will be coming back. Now, come down, and you
no,
can
no,
put. Now, what
that
do you
I'm
see?
How come I'm putting all my debit card details into this?
Because, all right, now, the debit card...
I'm suspicious of you.
No, no, ma'am. I'm just trying to explain you why you are putting the details. You are not reading out or you are not telling me. You are just securing the details on your phone, okay? And why you are entering the details, the card number which you will be enter up, the $2,500 will be refunded to exactly to that card. That's the reason, ma'am.
But okay? the money hasn't come out of my account.
Ma'am, the IP address is showing in United States. Now, you have received the message of the gift card which has been purchased on from the security server,
yeah, but
right?
It says $500 full payment for coal.
Yeah, the total purchase was been made of 8 gift cards, ma'am. So we are canceling the 5 gift cards, okay?
So we're going to do coal as well, do we?
Yeah, yeah. The rest of the three are with the coals, okay?
Okay, just one moment. But they spelled coals wrong anyway, so.
All right. Because, ma'am, because those are the hackers, they are trying to use it. So that's the reason on the security server it might be having a problem. And once you put the details, do let me know, ma'am, okay?
Yeah, just one moment. I'm not that fast at doing all this.
Okay, ma'am, slowly, slowly. Don't read out any of single numbers,
no.
ma'am. Don't read out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Bin list.
Yeah, right. And hang on a moment.
Once again, check.
Yeah, hang on.
Ma'am, is it your ANZ card that you are entering the details, ma'am, or is with
yes.
any other bank?
No, ANZ.
Okay, there should be a 16-digit number, ma'am. You can check. Is it the 16-digit that you have entered up?
Okay, now, I've entered all that.
Check the card number once again, ma'am.
Yeah, but it's come up all different on when we're clicking it out. It's come up all separated differently.
Okay, click on the card number on the top where you have entered the card number again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. And check it once again.
Yeah.
Check whether it is correct or not.
Yeah, look, I don't know about all this. This is ridiculous.
I do understand, ma'am. That's the reason we are helping you to secure your card on this website.
I know you're doing that, but I'm just...
Go up.
Right.
You will be receiving, when you're receiving a cancellation email, ma'am, you will be rest assured. Go up, once again, check the numbers of the card.
The pay now has got...
No, go up.
Go up, yes.
All right. Ma'am, you have checked card number, 5486. You have checked the card number. Is it 15-digit number on your card or is it 16-digit number, ma'am?
That's numbers 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15.
Yeah.
15 numbers.
And on the on your card is also 15 numbers?
Yes.
Okay. Now click on the green pay, 2,500 AUD. Click on that.
Yep, gone. All right. Yes.
Go on.
Yes.
Again, click on.
It says pay 2,500 Australian.
Yeah, click on that. AUD will be transferred back to you. Click on that and let's see what the option coming up to you, ma'am. Click on that.
Click on it again. Pay. Still coming up.
No, ma'am. No. You have entered the card details.
Hang on. Something went wrong. Your payment hasn't been successful at this time. Your card hasn't been charged.
This is the cancellation message which you have received. This is a notification. Once again, what you need to do, again, check your card, ma'am.
Yes.
You do one thing, ma'am. Swipe your screen from the bottom. Swipe it from the bottom and open up your camera.
My camera?
Yeah.
Okay, and just one moment. Yes.
All right. Now, take the picture of the front side of your card. Clear picture, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm not giving it to you.
No. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All right.
Okay, yeah.
And, ma'am, apart from this card, do you have any other cards?
Not with the debit side of things, no.
It's your credit card, right?
Credit card, yes, credit card.
All right. What you need to do, come back, go to the Google, and grab hold your credit card.
No, I'm not giving you my credit card.
No, I don't want, ma'am. I don't want. Okay, go to the Google. I don't want.
Oh, I'm not giving the credit details,
okay. Again, click on, type over there, Woolworths.
What am I?
Can you see, on the bottom, you can see one tab. Tap on the back arrow on the top.
The back arrow on the top, yes.
All
okay.
Right, now you can see tabs on the bottom, home, collection, and tabs. Click on tabs.
Yes.
Can you see the Woolworths? Yeah, click on that, the Woolworths.
Woolworths, okay. All right, yes. Okay, the money's gone.
Yes, now you understand. Now again, click on all gift cards.
Click on this, sorry.
All gift cards, ma'am. All gift cards.
All gift cards.
All gift cards. Can you see on the top all gift cards?
On the top.
Yes. Click on that.
Yes. Got that. Yep.
Okay. Again, select the Wiz.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Ma'am, your debit card is not working for the cancellation and the refund. All right. That's the reason we ask you to grab hold with your credit card. Now come down.
Yes.
Again the same way. Make it 5.
It's not working on my debit card.
Yes, the money is not getting transferred on your debit card, ma'am. All right. Now select the 500. Select 500.
Yes.
Now click on add to cart.
Hang on, you told me originally that it's
come
out of my debit card.
Yeah, but the refund, ma'am, the cancellation, when we are doing the cancellation, the debit card is getting rejected. Okay? That things you need to understand. Because on this website, those hackers already use your debit card, so for the cancellation, your debit card is not allowing. Because from the Woolworths, what those people did, the Woolworths people has blocked your debit card on their website. Okay?
Okay,
will not be used anymore, ma'am, by those people also, or you can also not use it on the Woolworths. Now click on add to cart.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Alright, now click on view shopping cart. Yes, again you can see the $2,500 available there, ma'am.
Yes.
Now, You need to do the same things again, ma'am. You need to fill up the details. It will ask you, might be the details will be already there. So just don't tell me anything. Just simply do the things that is required, ma'am.
Click on check out.
Yeah. Yeah, click on check out. Yeah. Click your email address. And you can also enter your iCloud email, ma'am.
Yes, I'm just doing.
You can also enter your iCloud email.
When somebody took money out of my
credit
card, I didn't have to go through all this at all. They just put a stopper on it.
I do understand, ma'am. That's the reason we are trying to put a block on your credit card
they've
as
got,
well. Okay.
But they've got one. So what, I'll get three new cards again, right?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. As you have got the card earlier, you will be getting a new card.
That is a big joke. There you go. And then they've got to do all
ma'am,
my...
Ma'am, people, you can enter your iCloud email address over here, your iCloud one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about the iCloud or anything. It's about
no, ma'am. This matter, ma'am, because it will be the cancellation.
Direct, it's all about my direct debit coming out of my account, my cards that I've got to do.
But the cancellation email will be getting up on your email address. So it's more important, like which email you are using on your mobile phone. So change it and make it your iCloud email address because your iCloud email is already logged in on your phone, right?
Yes. Oh, both are.
Okay.
Both are logged in on my phone.
Both are logged in. But, ma'am, you... Okay. All right. Not an issue.
Well, didn't we just do a voice? What was that for my account? Wasn't it?
Okay.
The voice ID. That's what you want me to do.
Definitely. I will also help you to set up that, ma'am. I will also... Once the cancellation will be done, we will be securing all those things. Okay. But the important thing, because ma'am, this gift card can be redeemed from any part of the world. So before those hackers redeem this gift card, we are canceling it and sending it to you, right? We are blocking it.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put in my name and my address again.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, dear. I can't hear
some
other people talking. What are they doing?
Beg your pardon? No. Beg your pardon, ma'am?
I said the other people there. What are they
doing? Oh, they are my colleagues, ma'am. They are also dealing with the different clients. They are tracking the IP address of the different people because a lot of scams are going on, ma'am. Each and every day we are facing multiple cases and we are trying to solve them. And we also aware those people who have been targeted by those people to make sure they never ever share their details to anyone. Okay.
Okay. So delivery email address for e gift card is my email address.
Click on click on proceed to payment.
Yeah,
perfect. Now, select credit or debit card.
Well, I'm going to do my credit card now, don't I?
Yeah. Select credit or debit one.
Sorry?
Select credit or debit card. Yes. Select.
Yes.
You need to select. All right. Now you need to enter your credit card details, ma'am, not your debit card.
Yeah, God, this is
ridiculous. Don't read out. Don't read out.
I won't read it out. You're probably getting it on the screen anyway.
Because you are on the ANZ banking security server, ma'am, so don't need to worry about anything, okay?
Oh, yes, I'm still going.
the bank failed, don't they? And this is to stop the money from... Okay. Okay, so then I press...
Done. Go up.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, click on that, the green one.
The green one?
The green. Green one, yeah.
Sorry.
The green one, the green one. The green one. 2500. Yeah, 2500.
Pay.
Yeah, click on that. And on your credit card, the funds will be transferred back now. You will be getting a cancellation code on your mobile phone. Wait.
Okay, it's loading.
Okay. Now,
you
have received a code on your mobile phone number ending up with 266.
266. That's on my phone.
This is your mobile phone. Okay. You do one thing. Tap on that enter secure code. Click on that.
Yes.
You do one thing. From the top, swipe your screen down. From the top.
Yeah.
From the very top. From the very top. From the screen top.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay, go to the tabs.
Where am I going?
Click on the tabs. Can you see one tab?
I'm back to my Google screen.
Yeah, on the very side bottom down, you can see one. It's showing one.
Click on that.
Ma'am, you have closed everything now. The same thing, we need to do it again, ma'am. So make sure, don't be rushed, okay? Okay, you do one thing. Close, go to the messages. Go to your messages.
Where are my messages?
Swipe your screen from the bottom.
Yeah.
Check your messages.
Check my messages, hang on.
From the bottom.
Messages.
Not your email, ma'am. Your message. Text message.
I don't know text messages. Just me.
I don't know.
Okay.
Your normal text message.
Messages.
Now, you can see this was the cancellation message coming up, ma'am, but you have closed the page. The same way you will be getting again. Click on the back arrow on the top. Click on the back arrow.
Okay.
Now again, go to the Google and make sure, ma'am, this time you don't make it close it. Don't exit the page.
So I have to do it all again. Google.
Yeah, again, do it all again. Woolworth gift cards.
All right.
Again, click on that 2500. It's showing up there on the top. It's already showing up 2500 on the top.
Yes, got it.
Come down.
Okay,
check out.
Yeah.
Confirm your email again.
Right. So you can see all this, can you?
No, ma'am. We are not. We are just helping you through a demo kit, right? We have a demo security application, which is the same thing.
You need to know where I'm at when I'm doing it.
Okay. Now what do you see? On which page are you, ma'am?
I'm just finishing off my confirm email. Hang on. I missed out later.
And make sure, ma'am, you don't exit the page this time when you receive the code, because the code is the very important thing, the cancellation code, okay?
Hang on. Alright, done. Okay, so, billing address, that's all there still.
Terms and conditions,
I have read,
proceed the payment?
Yeah, perfect.
Right. Okay. Right, loading. Credit card again, details?
Yeah, again, select the card, the option that you have selected before, ma'am.
The credit card one?
Yeah. Because on the credit card, you have received the cancellation message. On the debit card, the cancellation message is not coming up, right?
Yes, yeah. All right.
And apart from this, there will be more gift card attempts by those people. We need to also cancel up those. First, we need to cancel up this 5.
How long is it going to take for my card to come back?
Ma'am, until you receive the email. So once you receive the cancellation email, you might be rest assured about that the cancellation has been successfully completed. Now you can click on that pay 2500 AUD.
Okay, now hang on. I'm putting in my credit card details.
Make sure the details that entered, everything should be correct.
Yep, 4-5. Yeah, I can.
Hang on. Click on that. Yeah, click on that. Now again, you will be getting a cancellation code, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. So, loading. Alright.
Now, what you need to do, swipe your screen from the bottom. Swipe it from the bottom.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Now go to your messages. Yeah, go to your messages.
Yes. Okay.
Open
all right,
up the SMS that you have received from the ANZ.
Yeah, and from all
the first
page.
One. Yeah, have you received any message? Open up that.
Yes, from the ANZ. Yes.
Yeah, click on that. Click on that.
Okay. I've got one from Oz PayPal too.
Yeah, you need to click on the ANZ one.
Right, ANZ, yes.
All right, you have received the new one. Wait.
Yep. All right, now.
Okay. Now go to the Google back again. Swipe your screen from the bottom.
I won't be able to read my code.
No, don't read it. You need to put it there, ma'am. You need to put type in over there.
And where? How do I get back to it?
Go to the Google.
Okay, now just let me put this code, write this code down myself, and then I can don't have to try and get back to it.
Put it on the Google page, on the cancellation, on the Woolworth website page.
Okay.
Have you noted down the code?
Thank you, Google.
Yeah. Yeah. Google. Swipe it from the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, Google. And now it's asking him to sign in.
Swipe it from the bottom.
Yeah. Hang on a minute.
Again, open up the Google.
It's asking me to sign into Google app now.
Okay, go to the bottom down, swipe this screen.
Swipe it up.
Yeah, minimize this page.
Yes, it's gone. Yes.
Okay, go to the, now you need to do one thing, go to the recent tabs, go to the Woolworth page.
Yeah, I can't get into my Google, I've got to sign in again. There. Use Google without an account.
Yeah, click on that.
Yep, okay. Woolworth.
Yeah, click on that.
Woolworth
gift cards. Click on that.
Hang on, Woolworth gift cards. Yes.
No, tap on the back. So, ma'am, you have again closed it, ma'am.
You
are canceling. Tap on the 2. Woolworth. Can you see the 2 on the bottom down? Somewhere you can see 2.
Yes, got it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go to that page where you can see Woolworth, it's asking you to enter the code.
Okay,
no, again, click on the 2. Yeah. You need to select the next, the other one, ma'am, the first one. Yes.
That one? All right. All gift cards.
Again, yes. Click on that two. Again, click on the two.
Yes, got it.
Yeah. Okay, ma'am. Again, the code has been... Okay, what you need to do is, ma'am, what I'm going to do, you do one thing. Where is your iPad? Close everything.
Close it.
Where is your iPad?
Yeah, hang on. All right, I'm logging out of the...
Okay, close everything on the Google. Close everything. Because you are not able to put the code at the main time, ma'am. That's the reason it's taking so long. And those hackers might be withdraw because the gift card cancellation for the gift card, it's got 45 to 30 minutes for the withdrawal, ma'am. Those people might be withdraw all the money.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay, all right. Come on. All right, so now I've got Woolworths, gift card, and then
close it.
Close it. So, close it. Put the cross on it. You're there.
Okay. Go to the test email.
I'm losing you. Hello.
Go back. Close everything. Close everything.
All right. Hang on. Close. Open the tab. No, close.
Yeah.
Close.
Click on X. Click on X.
On both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
That one.
And are you handy with your iPad?
Sorry?
Are you handy with your iPad?
Yes, it's here.
All right. On the iPad, download AnyDesk on your iPad, ma'am.
What do I download?
AnyDesk.
I'm not understanding.
Any desk. ANYDESK. Any desk.
Any desk.
Any desk. DESK. Any desk. ANYDESK.
Any desk.
The red one. You have already downloaded on your file phone, the red color logo.
Yes, got it. Any desk.
All right, download it on your iPad. Have you downloaded?
Right. Hang on a minute, I'm doing that now.
Okay, because ma'am, now what we will do, from your iPad, we will be canceling those transactions, and on your mobile phone, once you receive the message, just check on your mobile and you can put it there, right? So it will not take much time.
Okay, where am I? Install, I'm out of some work, hang on. Any desk.
Because, ma'am, the cancellation message is getting expired again and again. We have already extended two times, so this is the last time. Otherwise, the money might be transferred to those people.
Okay? Oh, well, let's do it on the phone.
Come to your phone on the Google. Come on the phone on the Google.
Yeah, Google. Okay.
Click on the Safari browser. Click on the cancel. Click on cancel. Come down.
Done. Yeah, okay. Google search. Woolworths gift card.
Yeah, click on that.
Yep.
Go down the bottom one. Because, ma'am, this is the last attempt. Otherwise, we will not be able to help you again, ma'am. Because this is the last attempt. Go to the second one. The second one.
Second one.
Okay, you do one thing. Go to the first, minimize this page and go to the settings.
Gift cards. Gift cards and a gift card. Yes?
Yeah. Gift card and a gift card. Click on that.
Right, okay. Yeah, on that now. Alright.
Not this one, ma'am. Not this one. Tap on the back arrow. You are on the wrong website.
I'm on the wrong one. Okay. Alright, hang on.
You do what first you need to do, ma'am. Close everything. Close all the pages. Okay.
Go to your settings. Go to my settings.
Oh, yeah. On your phone, go to the settings.
Yeah.
Okay. Click on notification. Click on notification. Come down.
Yes. Any desk.
No. Come down. Scroll down.
Yes.
scroll down.
Yes.
Messages. Click on messages.
Messages.
Go to messages.
Messages.
Click on that message.
Yes, done.
Come down.
Yes.
Scroll down.
Yes.
Okay, tap on the back arrow.
Back arrow.
Yeah, tap on the back.
Right. So notifications, I'll go back. Correct?
Yeah.
Up the top left-hand corner?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Perfect.
Okay, back to settings, yes.
Again, tap on the back arrow.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, swipe your screen from the bottom.
Yes.
Click on the Safari, the blue logo on the bottom, Safari
yes,
browser.
Safari,
click on
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, again, type their Woolworths gift cards.
Okay, yes. All right.
Woolworths gift cards.
Yes. It's doing so. Hang on.
Because this is the last attempt. Otherwise,
I'm typing in.
Gift card.
Yes, gift card.
And this is the last attempt, ma'am. So make sure you don't make any mistakes this time.
Okay. Now we
come down.
Yes. Where do we go?
Come down. So listen to me. Don't do anything before you listen to me. Don't touch on anything.
All right. Yep.
Click on that Woolworths gift card. Yeah, click on that Woolworths gift card.
So the Woolworths gift card by online or in store.
Yeah,
today.
Yes.
That
yes,
one?
Click
yeah.
on that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All
right. Okay, again, select the wish. Now you know the procedure from here, how you need to do.
Yeah, wish. The wish.
Yes. Yeah, select the wish.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, yes. Now where do we go?
Go down.
And change the 1 to 5.
Yes, perfect.
Yes, okay, and change the
100 to 500.
Yes. Okay.
Click on add to cart.
Add to cart, yeah. All right.
Click on view shopping cart.
Yes, got it, yep.
Come down.
Payment. Check out.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. We've got to type in the email address again.
Yep.
Oh, let's see. I've got it. Uh-huh. Beautiful. It's all. Developed country phone number. Hang Okay. I agree.
Slowly, but don't touch on anything slowly.
Yeah. Proceed the payment.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Send it out again.
Yeah. And enter the details again, once again, ma'am. Don't read out slowly and securely. Your credit card.
Credit card. All right. Just one moment.
And now what I'm going here is, ma'am, I'm connecting you to the a technical person who will help you how you can put the code on this page, okay?
Right, okay.
All right, just hold the line for a moment.
Yes, will do.
Thanks for staying connected. You are speaking to James here. I'm the technical supervisor over here, and
good.
I was observing that was a problem, and I will help you for that. So once you put your details, you click on the green button.
Yes, just a moment. I'm just finishing off the little number on the back and just checking my numbers. Just one moment.
Okay, check it properly.
Yes.
If everything is correct, click on the green one.
Yes. Okay, click on pay 2500.
Exactly.
Yep, doing that now.
And this time you'll receive a code, and once you receive the code, just follow my steps.
All right, just one moment. And, I'm going to write down the code. I've got to go to the meeting.
You don't need to, and you need to do it quickly. Don't give it
a
long time, okay?
It's still
otherwise, the code will expire.
It's still loading.
Still loading, okay.
Yes. Every time I've been doing this, money's not coming out of the account, is it?
Yeah, well, they have maybe charged your debit card. The debit card has been used on this. That's the reason the debit card is not accepting. Now already we have tried two times over here in the Wilsford. So let's see. Just wait.
It's still loading.
Best. Yeah.
Say that again, I tell you. Thank you. Give me back for that. It's still loading. How long does it take to load? Taking a long while to load this time.
Wait for a moment.
I'm running out of time because it's loading now.
It's still loading?
Yeah.
Don't do anything. Wait for a moment. And this time is taking a long time. Last two times it has been coming,
yeah.
But you couldn't put the code over there correctly.
I haven't got into putting the code in. At all. Still loading.
Give it a time, some time, because this is the last time which we are trying.
I know, and I've only got a short amount of time to do it in. That's not taking so long.
Still it's loading over there?
Yeah.
And try to refresh. Do you have the refresh option at the bottom? The arrow which is showing the gift cards, woolsworth.com.eu. Just after
gift
that.
Gift.com.eu. And then the narrow.
Click on
that
arrow.
Okay, press that.
Click on that arrow.
Yeah, you sure? Okay, I'll lose it again. Okay, still loading.
Now
we're back to
Now this time try to put the details.
Got to put my numbers in again.
Yeah, put it again and don't read out any of your numbers over the phone.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Okay, pay.
Click on pay.
Yeah, loading again.
Okay.
Okay, we got something.
Okay. Now, follow my steps. Don't do any rush. Look at the very bottom. Do you see the black line? Just swipe it upwards.
Upwards, yes.
The black line. Yes. Now, go to the message.
Okay, yes.
Now, you now type the, okay, click on the first message and note down the code and do it quickly, ma'am.
Yes, okay. Okay,
now once again you click on the block line at the very bottom, swipe it up.
Swipe it up, yes.
And
yes.
Go to the Safari.
Yes, okay.
Now put the code over there.
Enter
your secure code. Put
okay,
over there.
Okay, and verify. Okay, loading. All right, now I'm back to the main screen again. I mean, pay 2,500. You there?
Go up.
Go up.
Oh, ma'am, go up on the page.
Something went wrong. Our system is temporarily unavailable.
It says our system is temporarily unavailable, right?
Yes, your card hasn't been charged.
Now I understand the problem what is. Now look at the very right and top. Do you see 2,500?
Yes.
It's exceeding the limit. That's the reason it's taking. Coming up. Our system is temporarily unavailable. So click on that 2,500 on the top.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay.
Where you see 5, just make it 2.
Make it 2. Yep, okay, yes.
Okay, now come down.
Yes. $1,000, checkout.
Now click on checkout.
Yes.
And now put your information over there.
Yes. Okay, got it. There.
Okay, and check everything is correct. Check everything is correct from top to bottom.
Okay. Email.
If you lost any portion, just fill up that.
That's fine.
All right. Now go down.
Phone number's fine. Hang on. This is fine. $1,000, and then
click on proceed.
Yes, got it. All right.
Click on credit card. Now put your credit card over there. Click on pay.
Loading.
Now once again you'll receive a code over there. Once again you need to put it in the same room.
Still loading.
Still loading, okay.
Yeah.
Just wait for a moment. The page has we are on the page from a long time. That's the reason.
I realize that, but it's just not loading. It's still loading. What do I do again now?
Wait for some time. If it's still loading, then you need to click on the same refresh button, the arrow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Still loading. Not very quick.
click on the arrow once again. Click on the arrow.
Okay, yep. Yep. All right.
Okay, now once again put your details.
Again.
So this time it will take a long time.
Yeah, I've got it.
Right?
Yes,
okay, now do something. From the bottom, do you see the block line? Swipe it up.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
put your
messages.
Yeah.
And
write down the code.
Yeah. Okay.
Now on, after right. Okay, now go back then to Safari.
All right,
yeah.
These are the codes.
Now click on verify.
Verify, yeah. Loading.
It's loading, okay, wait.
Okay, we're back to... Same thing again. Something went wrong. Our system is temporarily unavailable.
Okay. And do you remember what is the available balance on your credit card?
My credit card?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what do I have to remember?
No, I'm asking that. Do you remember? Do you know the available balance on your credit card? Sometimes it happens. It must have some balance to receive some balance. That's the reason I'm asking you.
Okay, no, I don't remember. No.
You don't remember your closing balance, right?
My closing balance. My credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I can look it up on my email.
Okay. It's coming to your email? Like the statement every time?
The balance? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hang on. Hang on.
Okay.
I can tell you. Can I look at it? Yes. If I go into my email,
mm-hmm.
is my what are you asking me?
I'm asking the closing balance of your credit card. Do you know that?
You've gone again. Are you still there?
I beg your pardon?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Now my balance is $10.99.
Okay. Not an issue. So you have a minimum balance. Not an issue. Now let me check from my side.
That's what I've used. My son.
And that is in your and that is in a credit card, right? Not in the debit card.
That's the credit card.
$10.99
is what I've paid out on my credit card.
Okay. And what is the remaining balance? Do you know your remaining?
That was for next week.
Okay, you have paid that for the Netflix, and do you
yes,
know the
yes,
remaining
yes.
Available balance for
my
this month?
My available balance is my funds, $36,989.01.
It's 36,000, right?
26. $26,989.01.
Okay, just wait. Now what I'll do, I will transfer this call to the previous guy again, and he will help you on this. Just wait.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to run out of time. Yeah.
All right, ma'am, this is David Mitchell back again. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Now, ma'am, as we were going ahead and proceeding the cancellation, right, as we were canceling and blocking this transaction, so the funds will be transferred back into your account. So could you just help me the remaining balance on your credit card? What is the available balance?
The amount of the funds that I've got left on my credit card.
Just tell me the rough balance, ma'am. Don't tell me exactly. Just the rough.
All right. $27.
It's $27? $27,000. On your credit card, right?
Yes, that's what I can spend on my credit card.
All right, ma'am. Okay. Now, you do one thing. Wait. Again, tap on the cart where you can see 1,000. Tap on cart. Because
yes.
Why the cancellation is not going on? And make it one. Make it one card only. Let us check and try it in a different
one. 500, yes.
Turn down. Turn down.
Yeah.
Click on check
out. Check out.
Yeah, click on check out.
Yeah. All right. One moment. I'm just putting
the extra details. The first, you are not getting the cancellation message, but right now, as you are getting the cancellation message, but the transaction is not going on. Please
okay,
proceed to payment.
Proceed to payment.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Yeah. Okay, I'm going
to
select
credit or debit card.
Yeah. Card number again. Yeah.
Enter the details of your credit card.
Yeah. How much time have we got left?
Ma'am, we have successfully put the card on hold, and we have also sent the email to the Woolworth people, the Woolworth security team, so that if they, those people, those hackers will try to redeem those gift cards, they will not be able to do that. They will be giving us the extra time, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
I do really appreciate your time and your patience.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is so depressing. Okay. $500, not $5,000. Yes, $500. Beg your pardon.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Loading. We still got to do the. There we go.
All right.
All right. Now, I'll just go.
As you did previously, enter the code.
Yes, just one moment.
That is.
Loading. Okay.
Go up.
Yeah, something went wrong. The card hasn't been charged.
Yes.
Like
now, we have successfully, with the 5 attempts, those people which was been made from this website, we have canceled up. Now, we will be canceling from a different website, ma'am, okay? Now, you can close this Woolworth.
Close Woolworth? Okay. All right.
Tap on the back arrow. Yeah, tap on the back arrow.
Back arrow, there's no back arrow. I'm still
on the bottom. On the bottom.
Oh,
on the
yes,
bottom,
yes.
You find the back arrow.
Yes.
Perfect.
It's still 500 in the card up the top, though.
No. It's not an issue. You can close this page, ma'am. You can close it, this page. Close
okay,
the whole page.
Hang on. Back again. It's just with my details still, my billing address and such. Back again.
Yeah, tap on back again.
And again.
Again, tap on the back arrow until you exit this page.
Okay, all right, just one moment. We're going. Oh, where are we? It's just going back and forward. It's just gone back to one. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, click on close. Can you see the option there, close? Yeah.
Close, yeah.
Okay. On the menu. On the top,
menu.
On the menu. And
yes, close. And then it just goes back to the mobile phone.
Ma'am, this might be those hackers trying to reach you up, so don't answer up their call. Are you getting any phone calls?
Yes, it's a phone call coming in.
Yeah, don't answer up. Don't do anything. Wait.
Yes, go on.
All right. Now, again, go back to the Safari.
What's your phone number?
Yeah. We are calling you from the security line, ma'am. It's 075537, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Tap on the back arrow again.
Close?
Yeah, close. And tap on the back arrow on the bottom down, on the very bottom. Yeah, tap 2-3 times. Tap it quickly, 2-3 times. Yeah, tap it again. Yes. Now, on the Google, type there giftcard.com.au. This is the different website.
Yeah.
Giftcard.com.au.
Yeah. Oh, in one site?
Yeah. Don't give any space. Giftcard.com.au.
Giftcard.com.au. Okay, so giftcard.com.au, yes, click on that.
Yes, click on that. That, click on that.
Yeah. Okay, Cole.
Come down.
Yes.
Can you see?
Where am I going to?
Scroll down.
Yes.
Gift card. That's the second one. Gift card. Yeah. Choose the perfect gift card.
Choose the perfect gift card. Yeah.
Yes, perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Now click on shop gift cards. Can you see? Yeah.
Shop.
Now you can see the Kohl's, ma'am. The Kohl's.
Yes.
The first one.
Yes.
Click on Kohl's.
Yes.
Come down. Digital.
Yes.
You need to select the digital.
Digital
yes. One. Yeah.
Yes.
Come down.
Yes.
Now, can you see the other? Click on other and make it 500.
500.
No, sorry. Make it. No. Make it 500. Make it 500.
No, wait.
Make it 450.
450.
Yeah.
Do I put dot hello or just...
No, don't do anything. Click on done.
Done, okay, yeah.
Now, how many cards? Make it two. Make
two?
It two.
Yes,
yeah.
Done.
Come down.
Add the card?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, $900.
Yes. Yeah. Click on view card and check out. The same
yes,
procedure?
Yes.
Now, again, you need to put the details over here, okay?
Yes, doing so now. It's all in here now. I should just do it quickly.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, goodness. Hang on.
All right. Not enough.
Oh.
this one is not flexible. My mobile number, is it?
Yeah. That's your mobile number. Enter your mobile number.
Yeah.
Where you can see phone number. Yeah.
Okay,
now you can see, yes, you don't select the first one, only tick on the second and the third one, ma'am. Leave the first one.
Okay, put your line to include our marketing mail.
The second and the third one.
And I'll confirm.
Yeah. Tap on the back arrow, you have clicked on something wrong. Tap on the back.
Yeah, I've missed it. There we go.
All right, okay. Click on next.
Yeah, got it. All right.
All right. Now, yeah, put your details there again.
What about the message?
No messages.
No,
don't type anything on the messages.
Yes, that's fine. Okay.
Send all gift card to this address. Click on that. Send all gift card to this address.
Yes.
Like that.
Got it. Yes.
And enter your email address. Enter your email address. Okay.
Yes.
Come down. Yes. Click on done.
So you
pick
the gender
and
click on next.
Okay. Pay with MasterCard or Visa card. Click on that. All right, now put the details of your credit card once again, okay? The first thing, what is asking you to put in there, ma'am?
Sorry?
What is asking you to put in? What is the
payment details, card name.
But asking you to now, this time is asking you to first put your name. As it is printed on your card.
Yes, well, I'm doing that right now. Yep.
Okay, ma'am. Once you're done, do let me know.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay, and the card number is... So then
click on confirm payment.
Confirm payment, yes. Okay, yep. The total was $900, is that correct?
Yeah, come down. Go up.
Yeah.
All right, now, again you have get the code. Yeah, swipe your screen from the bottom. Open up the messages.
Yeah.
Found the code. You have received. You are receiving the cancellation code. Can you see?
Yes, I've got it. Yeah.
All right. Now and again, go to the Safari.
Safari.
Yeah. And put the code there. Yeah.
Verify.
Yeah, click on verify. Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Go up. Go up.
Transaction file, please contact us.
All right. Now you understand, ma'am. Now what you need to do, close all the pages. Close all the pages from the background.
Okay. So I go with my arrow.
Close everything. Yeah, close everything. Swipe your screen from the bottom.
Yeah.
Now log into your ANZ application, ma'am. ANZ banking app.
My ANZ. Yes, all right, yes, okay. My banking app, yes, just one moment. All right, I'm here.
All right, now, you got one account, is your Pensioner Advantage account, ma'am, right?
Correct.
Is this the account linked with your credit card or with your debit card?
Debit card.
All right. Now, with the credit card, which account is linked? Is your ANZ Platinum, right?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Now, you can see the available funds. What is the available funds over there, ma'am? It's showing minus 10.99, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So, what you need to do, if any time, if you need to receive any money from the bank for the cancellation and the refund, right?
Okay. I want to, yeah.
All right. So, on the credit card, there should be some available funds over there, all right? Because it is in minus, that's the reason it's not working to refund all the money back on that card. Now you understand that, ma'am?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Now, so
from your... That. Yes. So, the that balance that you can see is showing you, what is the balance, ma'am?
Balance? The funds are going to be 26,
all right, but the balance, what is the balance?
The balance is $10.99, which is Netflix.
Is it in minus, right? It is in minus.
Minus.
All right, so that's the reason, ma'am, you are not able to receive the money on your credit card. So what you need to do, you need to transfer, just for security, you need to transfer some funds to your ANZ Platinum, all right?
Yes, okay.
On your credit card. Tap on the back arrow. On which page are you right now? You?
Okay, on account, yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, on your ANZ Pensioner Advantage, click on the transfer option there.
Yeah, transfer.
Now select your ANZ, from your ANZ Pensioner Advantage, you are transferring the money to your ANZ Platinum. So select the Platinum on the next side.
Okay, well I've got to put in an amount first.
No, click on that, tap on the amount, make it 4,000, just for the security.